AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. An arrest has been made in Chicago.
It was an act of barbarism, the assassination of a 9-year-old child.
Superintendent Gary McCarthy says Corey Morgan is in police custody. The victim, 9-year-old Tashawn Lee. Police say it was a targeted gang shooting back on November 2nd. The boy's father has ties to gangs. Federal prosecutor in Belgium says a man has been charged with involvement in terrorist attacks connected to the attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago. The man's name has not been released. He was arrested yesterday in Brussels. Authorities in Texas say the body of one of two women who were swept away in fast-moving floodwaters near the Fort Worth area has been found downstream from her car. The search continues for a second woman whose car was caught up in the floodwaters. Shoppers may need a bit of a break at this point on Black Friday to come up for air.
I'm standing next to a doorbuster sign, free glitter tote bag in pink, gold, or black with a $95 purchase. It's deals like these that get people into stores really early and keep them here. But the stores here in Herald Square that I've been to are definitely not packed like they've been in years past. Shoppers are telling me while they wanted to come out and take advantage of the Black Friday deals, they already did some shopping both last night after finishing off that Thanksgiving meal and online. In Herald Square with the Black Friday shoppers, I'm Julie Walker.
The White House Christmas tree has arrived.
This is the tree that we use to honor our military.
First Lady Michelle Obama was there when the tree arrived.
It's beautiful. It's going to work. We'll get it in the house. So, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
Meantime, the Secret Service says a man who jumped a fence at the White House yesterday has been charged with unlawful entry. Wall Street stocks mixed, the Dow down a point. This is AP Radio News. France is setting its sights on crushing the Islamic State group in its de facto capital in Syria, Raqqa. The AP's Laurie Hennett is in Paris.
France's foreign minister says that destroying the Islamic State group's Raqqa headquarters is the main objective of the international military campaign in Syria. Laurent Fabius told RTL Radio that neutralizing the group is an objective that all countries can agree upon.
That's the AP's Laurie Hennett in Paris. Syrian opposition groups say the latest airstrikes killed at least 8 people, 5 of them children. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is visiting Syrian refugees in Jordan this weekend. His campaign manager says Carson will tour a major refugee camp today and tomorrow. He declined to release more details about the trip for security reasons. Carson and his GOP rivals have condemned President Obama's plan to welcome 10,000 Syrian refugees to the U.S. They worry terrorists may sneak in with the refugees. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.